6 years ago, the citizens of Minnesota sent Hubert Humphrey to the Senate of the United States, and he has emerged as one of the real Senate leaders on behalf of American agriculture. The key to all of his farm legislation has been what he has called a Bill of Rights for American farmers. And now here is Senator Hubert Humphrey to present by transcription this Bill of Rights for American farmers.
American agriculture at long last has come of age. It accepts the responsibility to be concerned about the well-being of all the American people. Farmers ask only what is rightfully theirs, by their heritage as American citizens, the right of equal treatment and equal respect under the law of our land. I know that is your conviction. I know it has long been mine. But it is time that all of the American people recognized and accepted that right of equality for agriculture. It's time they accepted it as in the best interest of the entire nation, not just for the benefit of farmers alone. This marks the 162nd anniversary of our nation's Bill of Rights. As a nation, we are dedicated to the preservation of these rights of all the people, rights we hold to be inalienable. We guard and protect those rights zealously. They are the very cornerstone of our democracy. But perhaps it is time that we as a nation also dedicate ourselves to the preservation of certain rights for the American farmer as the custodian of the very basis of our national life. I propose, therefore, as a standard from which agriculture should never again retreat, this Farmer's Bill of Rights. One, the right to full equality of economic opportunity. Two, the right for improved standards of rural living. Three, the right of reasonable protection against natural hazards. Four, the right to extend agricultural free enterprise through cooperative action. Five, the right to public cooperation and assistance in saving the soil. Six, the right to preserve the social and human values of family farming. Seven, the right to decent land tenure, which would encourage the desirable goal of farm ownership. Eight, the right to a democratic voice in his own farm program. Nine, the right to benefits of an expanding world trade. And 10, the right to a long-term program of food storage to encourage abundance. Now, much could be said about each of these fundamental rights for agriculture. They involve the right to a fair share of the national income for agriculture through more reasonable assurance of fair rewards and adequate incentives for those who efficiently and abundantly provide for the food and fiber needs of this great nation. They mean modern schools, roads, housing, and health facilities and services in rural areas equal to those afforded city folks. They mean protection against forces beyond agriculture's own control through adequate farm credit facilities geared to modern agriculture's needs, through crop insurance within the farmer's ability to participate, through disaster aid when needed to protect both the public and the individual interest, and through price support programs designed to contribute stability to our entire economy and to protect the farmer from being left at the mercy of the elements and the speculators. The Bill of Rights for Agriculture means the right of farmers to self-help through forming cooperatives for marketing farm products, purchasing farm supplies, and providing essential services such as extending the benefits of electricity and telephones in rural areas, with legal protection against efforts to curtail the effective functioning of such farm cooperatives. This Bill of Rights means the right of aid in conserving the nation's agricultural resources, our productive lands, our water supplies and forests, so that these resources will be permanently useful for the benefit of generations yet to come. They mean adequate landlord-tenant arrangements for sharing the income that the soil produces, with adequate opportunity for tenants to advance up the ladder towards farm ownership. Yes, this Bill of Rights means an effective voice for the farmer in his own destiny, such as farmer participation in both the administration and development of farm programs through democratically freely elected farmer committeemen, and self-determination of the needs of adjusting production to a reasonable balance with demand through voluntary farmer referendums. They mean facilitating the flow of farm exports to broaden the base of our farm economy. The Farmer's Bill of Rights means greater public recognition of the wisdom and the necessity for maintaining at adequate levels our storage food banks of feed and food reserves, safeguarding the nation from any eventuality. These Farmer's Bill of Rights mean public policies making more effective use of the abundance farmers are capable of producing, policies enabling the farmer to see his food used wisely rather than be wasted, to see the output of his land and his toil make its utmost contribution towards stamping out hunger at home and abroad, and serving as the humanitarian arm of the nation's foreign policy in our efforts to create a better and a more peaceful world. These, I believe, are basic rights of American agriculture. They are not new rights. They are not rights of special privilege gained through misuse or abuse of tremendous power over the lifelines of the nation's food supply. Rather, they are rights of historic precedent earned by the great and continuing contribution of agriculture to American life. The fulfillment of the nation's needs in peace or war, in good times or bad, at personal profit or personal loss. They are rights set forth as public policy time after time in the objectives of legislation enacted by the Congress of the United States. These great rights need reiterating now only as a guiding beacon of light cast upon the darkness of confusion surrounding current controversy over America's farm policy. They must be just as zealously guarded against forces which seek to destroy them as we guard other historic rights, privileges, and responsibilities of freedom in our democracy. That, I believe, should be American agriculture's rallying point for unity today, and the nation's challenge to fully exemplify the meaning of democracy as equal opportunity for all.
You have just heard Senator Hubert Humphrey presenting his Bill of Rights for American Farmers.